Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
True or false, business coach, we don't have enough trust in our world today.
Years ago, people were quick to trust until the person proved they were no longer trustworthy. The default setting in our society today is distrust. We are exposed to such a constant pounding of information on scams, corruption, and deceit that we no longer trust people and situations until they prove to us that they're worthy of our trust. So how do you lead in a distrust environment? Let's look at three ways to build trust in your organization.
Okay, what's number one?
Well, leaders have to take the first step. Yes, I've heard all the stories about people ghosting interviews, employee theft, and employees not even showing up for the first day on the job. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. Yeah. But the leader has to set the tone of trust expectation, even though she may be disappointed repeatedly. To be the leader, you have to be trustworthy. And to be trustworthy, you have to at least initially be willing to trust other people.
All right, what's number two?
It's open communication. Do I believe in full transparency in the office? No, I do not. Many conversations need privacy. Come on. However, leaders need to be open on most of all their plans and communications. Ditch the side conversations and the backroom deals if you want trust in your office. Be open on your intents and your goals. People want to know the direction of the organization.
Number three.
Get in front of the rumor. With social media, we no longer have grapevines. We have vineyards. I mean, it's awful. The quicker management can address pointless rumors, the quicker people can stop second-guessing what really is going on. Be upfront with the good, the bad, and the ugly news. Trust is tricky, but leadership sets the tone for trust in the organization from the top to the bottom.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.